Autobot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm here with Eric Rice.
Hello, hello.
I'm here with Starman Michael Gaines reporting from the cosmos.
Billions and billions of podcasts, but only 45 minutes of the cosmos.
remember when Google wasn't a search engine?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The internet turned, or not the internet, the web turns 25 today.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I was
today? Literally today. Wow.
I remember I turned a number yesterday.
Happy birthday, internet. Happy birthday, internet Langley.
Thanks. Eric, don't you turn a number here soon?
No, tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow. Happy birthday, internet Rice.
I didn't know if we wanted to say when, so I didn't want to, you know. But wasn't it Carl Sagan that was the cosmos brought us the Googleplex and the Google, like how big a Google was. There was a number. Remember?
Oh, no. I thought the word Google was older than that.
Well, it may have been, but that was the first time I heard it, like as a number, not a search engine.
I don't remember Sagan ever saying that. Waiting for Google. Because wasn't it spelled G-O-G-O-L or something?
What's happening right now? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess. Anyway, so Cosmos is back on Fox, is it?
Mm-hmm.
This is our top story.
People were screaming about that.
People were upset that it was on Fox and not PBS, I guess, and Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, there was a lot of political BS after the show was over.
I didn't see it. Did anybody here see it?
Oh, of course I saw.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
Worthy successor to the original, and Neil deGrasse Tyson told a story about how he met Carl Sagan when he was 17 years old.
Oh.
Carl invited him to his house, and... It was a great story. So it was really good. Loved it. 15 seconds was removed in Oklahoma because evolution.
Oh, 15 seconds or minutes?
Seconds.
How did they come across? What part of it was?
It was about how we walked out of the ocean or something. Jeez!
But the rest of it about the planets in space and all that is okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't even know where to begin with the astounded baffledness of this because, okay, evolution.
They just start censoring when people say million and years because devils will be like swear words. We all know it's only in the thousands.
Yeah. yeah. That and just... I don't know. It's just crazy because, it's all crazy anyway to cut out the evolution part. But then for them, if they have a problem with that, why they're fine with the rest of the science is whatever.
Mm, yeah.
Anyway, I do want to check it out.
It was very, very good.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. In case you're in a similar vein here, the Science Channel greenlights Craig Ferguson to do I Love Effing Science show.
Oh, that's great.
Or I effing love science is what it is. So, yeah.
That's another thing I've heard people get a little twisted over because it's like meme science and not actual science. I don't know.
Well,
I think it reaches a different audience maybe.
Yeah, I think that Cosmos is going for the more seriousness. And I with Craig Ferguson, as great as he is, I don't know how serious the show is going to be. I could see it just being like, look, we could take nitrous oxide and do this with it or something like that.
It could be Mr. Wizard type thing. I don't know. It's based off of the Facebook page, so whatever kind of stuff is on there. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a little funnier. He does do shows, some of his own shows. Like he'll sit there and talk like philosophy for a whole show with some author. It's not like crack up funny like some of them, but he does do serious stuff sometimes. So it's sort of, he has a different view on some of that stuff. So I think it'll probably be pretty good. I don't know. I'm interested. I don't even know Science Channel.
Because he's on too late. I can't watch him. He's way too late.
Well, there's that. I'm sure that.
I think he deserves because he can be quite funny.
He is funny. I think.
I like those guys. I wish they wouldn't be on so late.
I think if he wasn't on so late, he wouldn't be as funny.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's
you can't say that in safe outside of safe harbor. It's illegal.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Is this science or is this a mystery? What happened to that Malaysian plane? Did they find it?
No, they haven't. This is like the most bizarre thing ever.
Well, I thought somebody saw some debris off the shore of Ho Chi Minh City, but was that not confirmed?
Not that I had seen. There are some satellite images. I don't know.
The last I heard this morning was that they thought they found a door or something, but it wasn't it. There's all kinds of crazy saying, oh yeah, I saw a plane somewhere or I saw something, and nobody seems to know anything about any of that. They did do some satellite imaging and said that there was no satellite images of explosions or missiles or anything. So yeah, it's just, I don't know. There are all.
Said that, didn't people actually go to Google Earth or something to see?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Which is ridiculous because this stuff is old. I don't know what they were looking for.
I don't know either.
Well, you know, everybody's waiting for live Google Earth.
Yeah, it's not happening. But there are so many theories. I'm not even going to go through them all, but the one big thing was that apparently the transponder was off. So that's the one big question.
Yeah.
But I mean, they lost a whole plane. I can't even remember the last time or ever when a whole plane was lost for so long.
No, that is very strange. And, you know, it's also like you think about it too, and it's just like, you know, there's from a place where people just don't, they're stolen. Passports, nobody seemed to care or check that. Like, it's just, you know, it does.
Well, I read about that. They did check it. Apparently, one of the people stole passports because they were going to visit their mother in Germany.
I heard about that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
get on with that? Like, it's.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
There seems to be some, like, kind of loose regulations going on. So, I mean, you know, who knows what happened? Of course, there are a million and one conspiracies around this. You know, because this is one of those things. Anytime there's a mystery or a question mark.
Yeah.
So, you know, aliens are involved, of course, is one of them. YouTube user.
There's a theory that a meteor hit it.
Is there? I didn't see that one yet. I'm just going down this list. Here's nine of them. There's aliens are involved. YouTuber DAHBOO77 posted a video that attempts to recreate the plane's last moments, showing a plane and other strange anomalies around the time of the disappearance from radar. I haven't watched the video, but loading the logs directly on the site allows readers to easily click and identify the so-called UFO, which is clearly marked as some other flight. All right. Number two, the passengers are still alive. Number three, there's a Snowden connection. Reddit user Dark Spectre posted an unusual theory about the website's conspiracy boards related to 20 employees. The Texas-based Freescale Semiconductor, who were reportedly on the flight. I haven't read these.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun. Four Iranians kidnapped engineers. It's always the Iranians. Or is it the Libyans?
The Libyans!
But the thing is, like, there's, you know, it goes on to talk about all, like, why they think that why these things happen. Passengers were taken to Pyongyang,
North Korea,
maybe the Illuminati.
I think, yeah, Pyongyang's North Korea.
The
capital.
Okay. The Illuminati are involved.
Illuminati, of course. Okay.
Number seven is there's a new Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Ooh, 2.0.
Well,
just launched. $25 million in. funding from Sequoia and Coffee.
Facebook's gonna buy it.
Byers and Perkins.
Facebook's gonna buy it and shut it down.
Yeah,
because, you know,
that's what happened.
Because just another Bermuda Triangle. Totally explain it as if the first one can be explained.
Right.
The planes in Vietnam were his wing to be used as a weapon. See, I was thinking something like that too, where some terrorists or hijackers just took the whole thing and landed it somewhere else, and they're going to do something else with it. I mean, you know, there was some kind of miniature hydrogen bomb controlled by an iPhone app, and it created a miniature black hole.
There's an app for everything.
No.
Oh, this is great. Angela Stalkup posted on Twitter, the Malaysian Airlines jet was blown up by a micronuclear bomb, which created a black hole of magnetic forces vaporizing the whole jetliner.
Okay. Oh, you know, I've been, I got over that cold a couple weeks ago, and since then, I've just kind of been like easy on the internet. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's just really.
Of course, you know, they're probably on the island.
Yeah, I thought of that too.
They're on the island. What, the island? What island?
The
Lost Island.
Ouch. Yeah.
Which.
If you think about it, it's just as crazy because they couldn't find that.
That is that true. Plane. That is true.
No, from outside the island? Yeah.
What if the whole thing is? What if this whole story is just fabricated?
The whole thing was real. I know.
This is a viral for a movie. You want to
talk about, like, truth is stranger than fiction.
Yeah. Yeah. Oceanic flight. What was it?
8:15.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I hope everybody's okay, but it's hard to.
Yeah, it's weird.
All seriousness, yes, we do hope that everybody is fine, even though it's not looking good. But the facts surrounding it are just very bizarre.
Mm-hmm. NPR offers some more reasonable explanations, possibly.
Okay,
just about crashes and things. So I don't know, bad weather, plane disorientation, just stuff like that. But I mean, I don't know. Even if it went down and hit the water, there would be something. There would be debris, I would imagine. It's hard to just fly that straight down. I guess you could fly it straight down, but the wings would, I don't know. That would be.
See, that's the thing, is that planes are designed in such a way where, like, if certain events happen, certain things happen. So, like, the doors would come off and the I think, if I understand this correctly, is that you're supposed to get the inflatable. So there's nothing. That's the weird thing, is that there's nothing. There's no debris. There's no. They found an oil slick, but it wasn't related to the crash. There's nothing, which means that there's probably a lot that they just don't know, and they're looking in the wrong place. I don't know. I think maybe their staff is too short. But
I was watching CNN this morning, and they're looking all over, like, various areas. I mean, who knows? It's weird. I don't know. This one here. Here's the Putin did it to distract CNN from their 24/7 coverage of Crimea.
No,
that's probably what happened. Something blew up in New York today. I saw.
That was bad.
Building.
From
our East Coast correspondent. Go ahead.
Up in East Harlem. Which apparently, all right, here's what I found out. Right now they're saying that it was a gas leak, and there was a report. I don't know if it was Con Ed. Somebody got a phone call. I don't know if it was the police or what. Somebody had gotten a phone call saying that they smelled gas in the building. A vehicle was dispatched to the building. By the time the vehicle got there, the building, two buildings actually, had blown up. So. That's entirely possible. And some of these buildings, I looked at the pictures, the before and after of those buildings. They don't look that old, but there are some pretty damn old buildings in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I heard that this building was built in like 1924.
Okay. From the outside, it didn't look like that. It looked like it was maybe built in the 40s, 50s or something. But I worry about a lot of people that live in that city, because a lot of these buildings are old and you don't know. I mean, it's one thing to have a water leak. It's another thing to have a gas leak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take much for that to blow up.
I'm surprised that this doesn't happen more often, to be honest with you, because these pipes, and they're old. So it is horrible.
Last I heard, there were two people dead. Was there?
I thought it was six.
Okay. Like I said, this was this morning. I saw this. So.
Sad story, but.
So there's that. There was a propane tank blew up in Aurora, Colorado, too, I saw last night. And then, like, a couple of apartment buildings burnt down in San Francisco. It's been weird. Weird last 24 hours or so, that sort of stuff. Boy, I don't know how to get out of this.
I do.
Okay.
Zach Galifianakis had President Obama on Between Two Ferns. Did you watch this?
I did watch this.
Yes. I did.
It's hilarious.
It's funny.
And I went back and I watched the rest of his stuff.
Oh, they're great.
Oh my God, the Oscar one, the one with Amy Adams is just funny as hell.
I don't think I saw that.
I wonder how many people totally did not have any familiarity with that show and tuned in and was like, because, you know, it's awkward, but not if you're used to the show.
It's even still, though, it's like, wow, he really asked him that, which just goes to show, like, you know what? The president has a good sense of humor about all this stuff. So
well, that's cool. But here's what I saw. In the aftermath of this is that Funny or Die was actually the biggest traffic starter for healthcare.gov.
I believe that.
Which was the whole point.
Oh, sure.
You know, sure. Drove the traffic.
Yeah, because they need, I heard something about this. I didn't quite catch it all, but they need to have more young people signing up for that for it to work, I guess. And so it makes sense that they're doing, I don't know why it matters, but that seems to be the thing.
Mm-hmm. They were pretty straight about that, saying, oh, yep.
Yeah, and it's getting to be like the deadline for signups and stuff. They keep moving it because they want more people to sign up, but I think it's coming up at the maybe next end of this
end of March, I think.
Maybe, yeah. No, it was funny, and all those, you know, those things are so awkward and funny anyway that he does. So it was, I thought it was pretty funny that that Obama did that. Right.
Yeah,
right. What else is funny? Anything else is funny? not this show. You know what's funny? A bunch of reboots and remakes. Here we go again.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. It's that time. So
I hear they're remaking Hunger Games. Right?
They're not even done making it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you got to get it ready.
But close enough, instead of doing Smurfs 3, they're just going to start over.
Oh, jeez. Is Spider-Man and Batman going to be in it?
I don't know. Sony has shelved.
Who's doing the original? Was it Neil Patrick Harris?
Yeah, he was in the.
So what are they going to do? They're going to do it with Kobe Smulders now?
I don't know. Maybe they'll do it with
down the How I Met Your Mother list?
With Marshall. Yes. Jason, what's his name? Yeah, they're going to do a reboot origin story because we need an origin story for the Smurfs.
Really?
What?
The Agents of BLUE.
I don't even know. The new take will be closer to the creator's original artwork. How much closer than they get? it's been targeted for August 2015 release date. It's been dedicated for new Sony's people. Third installment of its hybrid live, blah, 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 blah. Oh, man.
Why don't they just do a Smurfs Muppets crossover and just get it all out of the way?
I don't know what they need to do. they're going to do... I mean, they've been talking about doing this for a while as another or a reboot or, I don't know, something Fletch movie.
Which, I could see a Fletch reboot. It is kind of dated. You get the right people. Oh, by the way, I was watching some show. I don't know, something my wife was watching, and I was just walking by. Who is the guy in Fletch, the guy who wanted Fletch to murder him?
Oh, yeah.
Doing this TV show. I don't know which one it was. He was doing this TV show, and I just happened to walk by, and he says, I already faked my death once.
Yeah, that guy is in a lot of things. I can't remember his name. What's his name? Alan Stanwyck.
That was his name in the movie.
Yeah. Tim Matheson.
Tim Matheson, right.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of things. Right. I had to look it up. And I remember them talking about this a long time ago, and I always thought that they could probably pull it off with who's the guy, the Van Wilder guy? I can't think of his name. The guy that was the Green Lantern. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't watch it.
So the guy from Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Shop. You know, that guy. God, what's his name?
It's driving me crazy. Do not know.
The Van Wilder. Van Wilder. Oh, gee. Ryan Reynolds.
No.
I thought he might be able to pull it off because he has that sort of same kind of, he could pull off that straight but funny kind of guy that Chevy Chase was doing. But they're not doing that. Now they're going to, I guess they're talking to Jason Sudeikis to do it.
Okay.
Possibly.
Maybe.
By the way, this just came in over AP. There is no debris in the spot where the Chinese satellite images showed that there was a plane. Oh. Hmm. So nothing there.
Weird. Okay. This is supposed to be a grittier reboot of Fletch.
I read the original book, but it's been so long, I don't remember what the tone of the book was.
I don't know either. I never read those.
No, we need a reboot of. You know what I would love to? I would love to see a reboot of Buckaroo Banzai and do it properly, like with maybe a trilogy or something like they're originally supposed to do. And Remo Williams. I really like that movie, but it just didn't get a lot of traction when it came out.
I don't know. Didn't that hit cult classic status, though? You got to be careful about redoing that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like if somebody told me they wanted to redo Big Trouble in Little China, we're going to have a conversation about that.
Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't want that redone.
I appreciate Remo Williams for what it is and yay history, but redoing it now? Well, I don't know.
I can't think of a whole lot of things that I would like to see redone, except for Transformers. I'd like to see that redone properly. And maybe the first three Star Wars movies.
Starring Batman and any number of Hulks.
Ugh, there's already too many Hulks. There's at least three Hulks. Well, four Hulks. There was a picture going around from one of those cons with the guy that plays Thor fighting Lou Ferrigno, and Stan Lee was in the middle breaking up the fight. Like a photograph was taken of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
New Annie comes out at Christmas this year.
Mm-hmm.
The all black cast Annie. People don't like that.
What's her name? We're just talking about her.
What's that?
The one who plays the
Carmen. Not yeah.
Cameron
Diaz.
Cameron Diaz. She's way too young for that role.
She's playing Miss Hannigan.
Yeah, it's no.
I remember as a kid, my mom took me to see the play a few times, maybe once or twice, I don't remember. And I remember seeing the movie with Carol Burnett as Miss Hannigan. I have no idea who the girl was that played Annie. But this is like all moderned up with, you know, Facebook references and cell phones and things like that. Oh, I don't know.
I was just throwing an iPhone.
I don't know who the girl is that's playing Annie, little girl. Jamie Foxx is playing Daddy Warbucks, and I think they changed his name to like Uncle Money Smacks or something. I don't know.
What?
They did change his name though. Yeah.
Uncle Money Smacks?
I may have made that part up.
Oh wow.
Hang on, let me see. Annie,
I believe anything at this point.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. It's Benjamin Stacks is what his name is.
What? Benjamin Stacks.
Yeah. So he's got stacks.
All about the Benjamins.
Stacks of Benjamins. Yeah. So there you go.
Wow. It wasn't too far off there.
No, it wasn't. Was I? I don't know. It looks. I don't know. It's Annie. Whatever. It's not. I'm not going to be too upset about whatever they do with that, I guess.
And who was playing Annie again? I wasn't paying attention.
I can't say her name.
Oh.
I can't say. Seriously, it's Q.
Come on, Travolta. You can do it.
Quven Shane. Quvenzhain Wallace, Quvenzhane with a accent on the E. So you tell me. I don't know.
I need to see it.
Well, here I can post it in the IRCs if you want to see it. Here you go. That's how you say it. Oh. How do you say it? How do you say it, Mr. Biopic?
Let's see. I can get this finished. Hang on.
Okay, you work on that. We'll come back.
After these messages,
we'll be right back.
Well, Wallace is pretty easy.
Yeah, we got that part. William Wallace. Not that kind of
Wallace. I would read it as Quvenzhane.
It could be. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
She was in something else, I think. I can't. I'd have to look it up. She was in something. She was in 12 Years a Slave.
Quvenzhane. Yeah, so I was close.
According to IMDb, her name is pronounced Quvenzhane. Jane Kova. Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
It looks like the accent is on the Ven, so it would be Kovenjane.
Her nickname is Nazi.
What?
What?
No, that can't be right.
With an E.
Nazi.
Yeah, N-A-Z-I-E.
Oh, okay.
That would be weird, wouldn't it? All right. RoboCop news. Sort of.
Why?
Well, because they're auctioning off a bunch of RoboCop stuff that was in the movie. Screen used stuff. Some of it actually is kind of cool. You get some screen used robot torso and legs. The legs are kind of cool, actually. I'm looking at these legs. They weren't his. They were one of the other robots, but, you know, $255. Not terrible for a prop like that. This one's cool, though. The torso with the head and the legs. Oh, the head is neat. That's up to almost $800, though. Anyway, if you're interested in any of that, you can get some badges. You can get a watch. Eric, you want a RoboCop watch?
We don't need no badges.
Yeah. A lot of that stuff is kind of like, really? Socks worn by Samuel Jackson? I don't care.
Socks?
Basically, it's stuff like that. I mean, it's like, here's a jacket worn by, here's a shirt that somebody wore. I mean, it's...
Here's an old Frito-Lay wrapper.
Here's a booger.
That Samuel L. Jackson stepped on.
RoboCop production used concept art. That's kind of...
That's interesting to me.
Interesting, yeah. But it's like, I wonder what it is. It's just like some printout or something. I don't know. Anyway, there's that. If you want to go buy some stuff, we'll throw it in the show notes. You can do all that. What else happened? Anything else?
There was one thing that I wanted to mention. There's a Arnold Schwarzenegger is doing this promo for a contest where you can ride around with him in a tank and you can smash, you can roll over stuff.
Okay.
Hey.
So all right. That.
Yeah, he has something coming out, right? Some kind of new movie or something.
Yeah, he's got something new coming out.
I thought I saw pictures of that looking all grisly. I'm just kind of quickly looking through here. I don't see too much else. I mean, there was a lot of news, but not really. Or I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Nah.
I'm busy. Sure. All right. I don't know. I was going to say, you can talk about your show. You can talk about the only other thing I was thinking
about.
Well, it was probably better for your show was the WoW Hearthstone mount thing.
Oh, ridiculous amount of news. Yeah.
Hearthstone is out of beta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's good.
But that's all stuff that you can listen to on, what's the show? What's it called?
It's called World of Warcast, which I do with Eric every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
There you go. Oh, did you see the Seinfeld supercut with no people?
No, what? No.
Someone did like 6.5 minutes of like all of the establishing shots. It's like they're just showing like apartments and buildings and there's no people. And then they show like the empty parking spot or the handicapped parking spot. They show like Jerry's apartment before anybody walks. It's like, it's just no people, just a bunch of shots of like
nothing. All right, I have to watch that.
It's like 6.5 minutes of that. It's kind of ridiculous. I didn't watch it all.
I didn't watch a lot of Seinfeld, but I got to check that out.
Oh, yeah. It's not quite Garfield without Garfield, but it's one of those things you're watching and go, why did someone sit here and do all this? They go through and do all this. Anyway, it's one of those things. And that's it. You got any other shows?
Yeah, I have This Week in Trek, which I do on Tuesdays.
Still do that show?
2:30 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific.
You know, I was, I woke up this morning at like 6 in the morning or something like that. And
6 in the morning.
And I turned on the TV and I watched an episode of Doctor Who was on. I just watched the BBC. And it was one I didn't remember. Oh, I did kind of remember. It was one with the Ood were all in captivity. And then after that was the Next Generation one that I don't think I ever remember seeing with Picard's son.
No, I know. Okay. Yeah. You know, the thing about Next Generation, as much as I love it and as much as I watched it, I look at some of these shows now and I just go, I don't remember watching this episode when it first came on. It's like the later the series goes on, the more I forget.
Well, it's weird because we used to watch it at work when I worked at the Denver Post, because it was like we had to have, you know, shows that were, we could only watch stuff that was like, you know, kind of rated G basically. And that was one of those things. Seinfeld was the other thing, was on like 50 times a day, just switch to a different channel and it's on. Like it's on like four different stations all day long. So I said, we watched so many of them that I was just, I had to have seen all of them. And I just was like, I do not remember ever seeing this one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see it. I didn't even make it to the end though. Did his son actually, was it really his son?
No,
it wasn't.
No.
I figured. So I was like, that would have been something. Spoiler alert. Sorry, guys.
Spoiler alert.
the Next Generation. It's funny how dated those shows look, too.
Yeah.
Well, you guys should talk about that episode on your next show. All right. And then I guess that's it. Kind of short show.
Yep.
Not much else going on. So
everyone's comatose on cake.
Yeah, I ate those last two cupcakes here earlier.
Oh, there was nothing that came out of South by Southwest, was there?
Oh, that's what I was going to mention, South by Southwest. I haven't heard anything. All I saw were 50,000 pictures of Steve Garfield wearing a hat.
There was just the Snowden and the Assange interviews.
And did we hear anything about any of that?
Yeah, well, it's the standard, you know.
Nothing.
Other than that Kansas guy who's like, I would recommend you not interview those guys. So
of course, thanks.
You gotta wait until all the hype is done, and you know,
I don't know anybody
I think it's moving away from social. It's starting to get in the Internet of Things. It's starting to pay attention to privacy and security, so it's less you know, there's actually been a couple of really interesting articles of Silicon Valley's divide between the old and the young. Not so much between old guys and young guys, but it's like young guys just want to work on cool stuff, so they work on these completely goofy little apps that make billions.
Yeah,
but they have no meaning. So whatever. If you want just free money, go work for Wall Street and just be one of those guys. So, you know, but you don't do anything with meaning. So, you know, I think we're going to start seeing a turning point coming up as soon as this little trendy phase is moved on. People get back to grown-up things.
I saw an article mm-hmm. that said San Francisco is the new worst place in America. taking it from New York City.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. You know, just all the things that we already know and pretentiousness and whatever else. So, all right. That's it then. I don't have anything else to say. I'm run out of things today. See you next week. Oh, wait, Eric, did you have any more verses to your REO Speedwagon song?
No, I didn't.
You didn't work on that this week?
Nah, too much cake. Right. I get started early.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Cake it is.
Cake's my excuse for everything.
All right, see you guys.
Later.
Smile today, I'm not gonna laugh. You're out living it up today. I've got dues to pay, and the grave digger puts on the forceps. The stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch. Now, but I just want to play